Two Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Physics.
Roger Kornberg at Stanford University is being honored for figuring out the details of how our cells read DNA.
Today, the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine was awarded to two relatively young American scientists who have given biologists an important new research tool.
Edmund Phelps won the 2006 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. Like every other Nobel Prize winner so far this year, he is an American.
Well, the two remaining Nobel categories are literature and peace. And don't count on those going to the U.S., or Europe, for that matter. That's the prediction of Nobel enthusiast and freelance writer Tatiana Divins of Vienna, Virginia.
The chances of the West picking up a Nobel Prize in peace are up there with the fact that I will get the Nobel Prize in mathematics. I can't count, and there's no Nobel Prize in mathematics. And I have a funny feeling that the Committee for Literature will continue to focus on non-English, non-European works. So the other parts of the universe get a little credit, too.
Since the Nobel Committee started giving out the Peace Prize, more than 20 Americans or American organizations have won it. The last one was 4 years ago, President Jimmy Carter in 2002. As for the Literature Prize, only 12 Americans have won it in more than 100 years. The last one was Toni Morrison, 13 years ago, 1993. And though Tatiana Divins told our producer Jeremy Hobson that she may not be holding her breath for another American Nobel win this year, she says she is still paying close attention.
I set up my Nobel browser to nobel.se, so if I'm not awake during a news cycle, the moment I wake up, I go down, log on, go to Nobel.se and found out who won.
That's Nobel enthusiast and freelance writer Tatiana Divins of Vienna, Virginia, speaking to us about the chances of a U.S. sweep of the Nobel Prizes. The U.S. is 4-for-4, batting 1,000 so far this year, with just the Nobel Prizes for Literature and Peace remaining. They're due out this week. One more thing, for those of you who are having a hard time comprehending all the breakthrough science, here is the audio Cliff Notes version on the technical achievements that have been honored this year, courtesy of our science reporters.
It looked like a Jackson Pollock painting, red and blue splotches.
It's a lot like going to the fuse box at home and flipping the switches to see which lights are controlled by which circuits.
If you think of DNA as the tape in a tape recorder, Roger Kornberg has been trying to understand the playback head.
It's basically, let's invest an amount today that leaves enough money in the future for people to enjoy and consume as much as we do now.
Well, that should clear up everything. This year's Nobel Prizes, with two more to come.